4CR is real music, real opinions. 1300 872 911. John McKenzie, 4CR.
And we've got Terry on the line out at Gordon Bar. G'day, Terence.
How are you, John?
Good, thanks. Terry, what are you saying?
Beautiful day out there.
Yes, glorious. Blue sky everywhere.
Yeah, there's a couple of curlews sitting on the end of the patio here. They'll only be there till midday, and as soon as you go home, they go down the back.
What's that about?
Well, I don't know. They come up here at 9 o'clock in the morning, and they'll sit there just on the end of the patio. If you turn the radio off, they'll turn around and they'll walk down. You turn the radio back on, they'll come back up again.
You're having me on.
Is that the tone deaf, something? I don't know. Hey, listen to that, what's his name, the fella from Griffith University yesterday. Was he Paul Williams, isn't it?
Yep.
Talking about the up-and-coming election and all the rest, about the local members here that could be losing their seats. Well, really, when you look at what we've had to put up with crime and all the rest of it here, it's, I would say, no wonder. Mm. It's, you know, can they really say hand on heart that they've done the best that they could possibly do in this regard? Exactly. And I don't really think they can. It seems to be they have to do what Brisbane tells them. Mm. And the thing is, we just have to go along with that. Mm. And, you know, coming out and saying things like, well, you know, it's the United Nations, you have to get onto them to get these things fixed and all the rest of it. I mean, that's just a cop-out. I mean, surely to God they can, you know, something a lot better could have been done sooner.
Mm.
Because the longer you leave anything, the worse the problem gets. And believe me, it's got pretty worse now. The other day there was a lady on TV there, her son got the bejesus belted out of him. He's been in hospital since March.
Yes.
Was done by a 14-year-old.
Oh, no.
And when the relevant minister was asked about it, he said, oh, I'm informed by the police commissioner that crime's down 6.5%.
Oh, you hear all this drivel all the time.
Well, I mean, this is total BS, you know. And do you think that lady wants to hear that?
Mm.
She wants to hear what you're actually going to do about it.
Exactly.
Yes, no, it's no good. You're right. The parents are at fault in some instances, but not all. Sometimes the parents do try to do something about it, and the government moves in. They've got all these different departments and all the rest of it. You can't do this, you can't do that, can't do something else, you know. Don't chastise the child. You can't give them a smack under the ear or anything like that. And this is where we are. But in the interim, like, if people keep breaking the law, well, that the law is the law.
Mm-hmm.
And so something, you go before a judge, and this is where it all breaks down, because, you know, the Premier says, oh, you know, we'll have more police. Well, the police are right flat out there doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting them to the beak and all the rest of it, but when they get in there, they just slap on the wrist and out they go again, and look, by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they've stolen another car or broken into a house or something.
Well, it doesn't take them that long.
Yeah, but I mean, it should never have got to this stage, John.
I don't know how they sleep at night. You know, seriously, there was one that was in the police report last week, if I remember, or the week before. We're hearing about these fruitcakes, obviously in areas where they're not really prone to break and enters or attack stolen cars, whatever else. These fruitcakes, oh, no, we've got to elevate the age of responsibility. Because these young children, 13 and 14, but they don't know what they're doing. I just fume when I heard this garbage. There was one kid last week in the police report. This is kid, 14 years of age. In 1 week, little over a week, it was in 8 days, 45 offences, 14 years of age in 8 days. He stole 12 cars. Can you believe this? They can't make movies like this. He stole 12 cars in that time. He broke into 23 homes, broke into 23 dwellings in 8 days, plus 10 attempted entries. Now, this kid is more prolific than any adult offender I've ever heard of. And yet these fruitcakes in far off Brisbane and wherever else, oh, no, we've got to elevate the age of responsibility. They don't know what they're doing. These ratbags, if they were copping it themselves, you'd have a different outlook altogether, but they're just so totally self-focused. And we keep electing the ratbags. We've got to stop electing them. 45 offences in 8 days in his 14 years of age. Now, you say, oh, no, that's only one. But there's so many 13- and 14-year-olds these days. Not only are they breaking into homes, stealing cars, etc., they're attacking people. They're brutally attacking people. Even young girls now, 13 and 14, out at 1 and 2 in the morning attacking young tourist girls who are lambs to the slaughter that wouldn't be tolerated in their country. So, of course, they walk around thinking, oh, we're safe. Fat chance in this town.
Yeah, well, the poor little jappy girls, you know, wandering around Cairns and all the rest of it, they are lambs to the slaughter because, like you say, it wouldn't be tolerated for an instant over there.
Exactly.
It's just, this unmarked van just comes in, picks you up off the street or drags you out of your house or something, that's it, you just go away. And, you know, no big kerfuffle in the 6 o'clock news and all the rest of it. It's just, that's what happens. And the thing is, we have to have something like that here because, I mean, they're breaking the law, for God's sake.
Oh,
I mean,
what?
If you and I go down the road and we break the bloody law, well, we have to pay the penalty. Well, why not them? Mm-hmm. It's just incredible. And like, you've had the four local members here, like, you know, every so often they come out and make a few noises about it and all the rest of it. But, oh, no, you can't do this, you can't lock them up, you can't do this, you can't do that. All right, we've got all the can'ts, that, you know. How about something that we can? And that's what they should be working. Oh, yeah, but the problem is with the United Nations.
Oh,
it's
God.
Just like kick the can down the road,
oh,
like, you know.
What a joke. What a joke.
And, you know, it's next, the LNP, when they come in, well, you need the problem fixed and you need representatives. Your people here, your members of parliament, they're your local representatives and they're representing us. Not their bloody political party, because that's what they're doing. They're going back to Brisbane, and this is what you've got to do. Mm. Oh, you sit in the corner, I'll tell you what to say and when to say it.
Mm.
And it's all you can see. It's just not working.
Mm.
I can give you an example of an 11-year-old kid, right? Now, he used to abuse his mother, swear at her, wouldn't go to school. I nicknamed him Daisy because some days he goes to school, some days he doesn't.
Yes.
And the thing is, he got taken out into a shearing shed for a week.
Yes.
That kid now is out of bed, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed every morning, goes to school, neat as a pin, doesn't swear at anybody, and that only took 1 week in a shearing shed.
How come?
Well, they don't put up with any crap, John.
Okay.
And you're there to work. And, like, first of all, he didn't want to do it. But anyway, they coaxed him into going out with another adult. And they looked after him. They took him under their wings and more of it, and showed him things, taught him things. Like, you know, he's out there penning up sheep and one thing and another. In a week, that kid, just amazing.
Is it? That is incredible.
Yep.
Incredible.
I mean, you can't expect all these little criminals to all go rushing out to a bloody shearing shed. But the thing is, these kids have to be shown that there is something else in life rather than what they're doing.
Mm.
You know, they're doing that because their mate's doing it, his mate is doing it, and somebody else is doing it. Then you get older people say, oh, no, you just keep doing that, because that's what you got to do. I mean, to them, it's like a badge of honour.
Oh, of course. Wow. You know, you talk about that shearing shed. I know it's only 1 week, but of course the Katter Party at least is putting up options whereby there would be space put between the predators and their prey. And then people say, oh, no, a lot of these kids are Indigenous and then they would miss their families and it's racist, etc. Really? What about giving them a chance? What about giving them a chance to learn skills so that they have a really worthwhile life rather than spending a major portion of their life in Lotus Glen? I just saw those figures the other day. Cleveland Detention Centre, would you believe? Now, you say, oh, no, these poor kids have got to be given a chance. By not giving them a real chance, some skills, some education, as you said that week in the shed, obviously they learned some respect and actually picked up a focus to actually do creative work rather than crime. If you multiply that week by about, I don't know, 50 even, you might be giving them a real chance. I saw those figures. This is the Cleveland Detention Center in Townsville. The Department of Youth Justice last week put the figures out. The proportion of Indigenous youths held in Cleveland Youth Detention Center, it's increased from 90% to 92%. That's 92% of the inmates at Cleveland are Indigenous kids, Aboriginal kids. And they think that's going to do some good, putting them in Cleveland, where they'll probably learn more, I don't know, skills
or
whatever?
Well, that's exactly what's happening there, because it's just a training ground that, look, when they go in there, by the time they come out, they do it bigger and better.
Exactly.
Because there's older boys in there, you know, and the way it was explained to me was, you know, when you sit, like, 16, 17... for kids like that who are offending, you're pretty close to the mark where you're beyond redemption.
Yes.
So you're going to end up going into the big house or something similar. Mm. That's if you survive. But below that age, there's still a chance, you know, with the right people around them and all the rest, to show them there is another way. There is a different way.
Exactly.
But you've got to give these kids, at least give them the opportunity. I mean, if they go out there and they run away, well... Like Ryle reckoned, first of all, he said, I'm going to run away. And I said, you better take a water bag with you because you've got a long way to run, mate.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, he liked it. He's yoking up. As soon as the school holidays come, he'll be out there again.
Bloody wonderful. Gee, this is a good story, Terry. This is a good story. I've got to leave you now. I'm running out of time, but I'm really happy that you've called in with that today. Thank you.
All right, mate.
That's Terry at Gordonvale.